Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. By the free gift of God's grace is literally stated as a free gift by his, that is, God's grace. The word free gift indicates that man contributes nothing toward being put in a right relationship with God, while the phrase by God's grace indicates that God supplies all that is necessary. Through Christ Jesus, who sets them free, translates a noun expression in Greek through the setting free in Christ Jesus. Although setting free is a noun in Greek, it describes an event rather than an object, and so is better rendered by a verb in English. Paul uses this word once again in Romans 8:23, and it appears elsewhere in his writing, 1 Corinthians 1:30, and Ephesians 1:7, and Colossians 1:14. It's also found in Luke 21:28 and Hebrews 9:15. In all these passages, the emphasis is upon the act of being set free. And in Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14, the setting free is specifically identified with the forgiveness of sins. God puts man into a right relationship with himself. As we consider briefly, the doctrine is free grace through Jesus Christ is a gift from God. From this holiness which abounds in infinite measure in Christ and God, we may see the perfection and completeness of the redemption that our Savior purchased for us, and this by his work of grace. He fully repairs what was ruined by the fall through his unmerited favor, in other words, grace on sinners. He was called Jesus because he would save his people from their sins, Matthew 1:21, and reconcile them to the Father. And this was not a needless comparison, but absolutely requisite for our happiness. The sinner is under the condemnation of the law and feels the effect of his sinful nature. The whole head is sick. The whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot to the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. Isaiah 1:6. But our Redeemer makes us whole and heals our wounds. By his most precious sacrifice, he purifies the conscience from dead works, that we may serve the living God. Through his work of holiness and the covenant of grace, he changes men by the power of his Spirit from a life of bondage to sin to sanctification unto holiness. What an invaluable benefit! Sanctification is the last end of all the benefits of this grace. Just as a diamond, when its colorless parts are taken away, shines forth in its luster, so does the soul when freed from its impurities. The church shall then be glorious when cleansed from every spot and made complete in holiness. To this I will only add that without holiness we cannot see God, that is, delightfully enjoy him. The principal aim of our Redeemer's love in dying for us was to sanctify and cleanse by the washing of water in the Word. And accordingly, all the promises of pardon and salvation are conditional. The holy mercy of the gospel offers forgiveness, but only to penitent believers that return from sin to obedience. We are commanded to repent and be converted, that our sins may be blotted out in the time of refreshment from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3:19. Whoever hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. 1 John 3:3. The whole design of the gospel is expressed in the words of Christ from heaven to Paul in Acts 26:18, when he sent him to the Gentiles, quote, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them that are sanctified by faith in Christ. Jesus Christ, by his teachings and his life, clearly shows us our duty and offers the aid of a Spirit for our assistance, making obedience to the gospel not only possible but easy. All this is done by the gracious disposition of God to render upon sinful men mercy and pardon, all for his glory. Amen.